Welcome, my friends, to our self-care challenge day 25 and our fourth installment of our Choosing Kindness series. And today's topic is repeating your favorite affirmation to yourself. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Emily, and you can find me on the interwebs as Anders Mill Knits, and you can email me at littlecabinknitsak@gmail.com. So without further ado, let's take a meandering look, if you will, at affirmations and how it can improve your self-image and self-love capacities. Today, as we begin our conversations about affirmations, I want to actually bring it back a bit and first introduce it by having a little discussion about self-talk. Because self-talk is as natural as breathing. Our self-talk is our inner voice, and it's combining our conscious thoughts and our unconscious beliefs and biases, providing a way for the brain to interpret and process our daily experiences. Now, our self-talk can be cheerful and supportive, or it can be negative and self-defeating. Self-talk can be beneficial when it's positive, by calming fears and bolstering our confidence. Human nature, unfortunately, is prone to negative self-talk, including sweeping assertions like, "I can't do anything right," or "I'm a complete failure." Many of us have negative thoughts like these, sometimes frequently. When we think like this, our confidence, our mood, and outlook on life can become negative as a result. The problem with negative self-talk is that it typically does not reflect reality. Let me repeat, negative self-talk typically does not reflect reality. But it can convince people wrongly that they are not only not good enough, but that they can never get better, paralyzing them into self-criticism and inaction. But if we deliberately do the opposite and use positive thoughts about ourselves, the effect can be just as powerful, but far more helpful. Psychology Today notes the following about believing negative self-talk. People who believe negative self-talk is valid often imagine that it is honest, that it limits their ego, and that it prepares them for disappointment, or that they simply deserve it. Considering whether they think it would be useful or fair to speak to a good friend the same way that they speak to themselves can help you and them understand why they should stop justifying their self-criticism and instead work to silence it. Now, Psychology Today goes on to explain what useful self-talk looks like. When self-talk focuses on how we can thrive and not just survive, it can provide essential motivation to achieve goals. Self-talk that helps us take a wider view of our lives and opportunities, rather than narrowly focusing on threats, and self-talk that acknowledges and directly addresses our doubts and fears, have been shown to promote happiness, well-being, and success. The question now arises, though, how can you keep your self-talk positive? Well, self-talk often veers towards the negative when we think back to past situations in which things did not go so well, or when we think about the future and quote-unquote catastrophize it by thinking of all the ways it could go wrong. Research has found that when self-talk focuses on the present moment and on seeing the moment as an opportunity rather than a potential disaster, Our thoughts improve, and we are able to take on new challenges and make our goals reality. The key to all this is to remember that we are the master of our minds, not the other way around. We can choose to believe or not believe our thoughts. The first step to overcoming negative self-talk is to become consciously aware of it. Next, when you've noticed the negative self-critic or talk, you can do a number of things to counter it, to master it, to overcome it, or to just tell it it's wrong. The first method you could try is to fact check it. This is often the most powerful method. For example, when you have a thought like, I'm a failure, fact check it with reality. Do you have a job, a family, people that care about you? That isn't exactly the definition of a failure, is it? Fact checking with your thoughts with reality breaks down that limiting belief. Another option is to rehearse in your mind positive affirmations. I've got quite a few listed that I'm going to give you to get started, but first I'm going to provide you with the other options when presented with negative self-talk. Here's an interesting technique. Address yourself in the third person. It takes away the emotional whiplash that may accompany a true but sometimes harsh statement. For example, instead of saying, I did a bad job at that meeting, instead reword it into the third person. It may sound something like this. Emily, you could have done better during that meeting. Next time, let's try to, and then fill in the rest. You can give examples on improvement at this point. My last suggestion is shifting your focus. When you shift your focus from your inner mind to the outer world and other people, the self-critic will quiet itself down. In fact, research, you know how I like to quote research, they show that people are more likely to ignore or turn off their self-criticism and become more patient, self-compassionate, and open to self-improvement or seeking help from others when they turn their minds from the inward to the outward. Their minds focus. I should have said that. Okay. Now that I've provided a starting point for you to begin the journey of conquering the self-critic and make it more your friend than your enemy, here are a list of affirmations that may also help. Before I give them, my advice is to choose one or two a week to focus on. Experts often advise even saying them out loud while looking at yourself in the mirror. I personally have always found that to be a tad uncomfortable, and yet I believe that uncomfortable feeling is exactly what I need. If I weren't uncomfortable saying the affirmations, maybe I didn't need that affirmation in the first place. So for instance, let's take the affirmation, I love myself. If I already believed that statement, then looking in the mirror and repeating that to myself wouldn't have the same effect. Now, if I didn't believe it, then standing in front of the mirror repeating the words, I love myself, may feel downright awkward, and I may squirm in uncomfortableness and not want to keep my own eye contact in the mirror. That's the clue to knowing that it may just be the phrase you really need right now. So, let's give it a go, shall we? Here's a list of affirmations. As I said earlier, pick one or two that call out to you and repeat them to yourself at least 3 times a day for a week, or more if you like. After that week, pause and contemplate what it has meant to you using those phrases in reference to yourself. Do you see yourself improving in social interactions? Has your anxiety lessened a bit? Perhaps you feel a bit more comfortable in your own skin. Or has the negative self-talk become a tad less deafening in your ears? These are all good signs. Now, without further ado, here are the 25 affirmations that I borrowed from theblissfulmind.com. 1. I create a safe and secure space for myself wherever I am. 2. I give myself permission to do what is right for me. 3. I am confident in my ability to fill in the blank. 4. I use my time and talents to help others fill in the blank. 5. What I love about myself is my ability to, again, fill in the blank. 6. I feel proud of myself when I fill in the blank. 7. I give myself space to grow and to learn. 8. I allow myself to be who I am without judgment. 9. I listen to my intuition and trust my inner guide. 10. I accept my emotions and let them serve their purpose. 11. I give myself the care and attention that I deserve. 12. My drive and ambition allow me to achieve my goals. 13. I share my talents with the world by fill in the blank. 14. I am good at helping others to fill in the blank. 15. I am always headed in the right direction. 16. I trust that I am on the right path. 17. I am creatively inspired by the world around me. 18. My mind is full of brilliant ideas. 19. I put my energy into the things that matter to me. 20. I trust myself to make the right decision. 21. I am becoming closer to my true self every day. 22. I am grateful to have people in my life who fill in the blank. 23. I am learning valuable lessons from myself every day. 24. I am at peace with who I am as a person. 25. I make a difference in the world by simply existing in it. As this edition of Choosing Kindness comes to an end, let's commit to taking back control of our minds. Let's make it our friend, not our frenemy, and increase our emotional well-being. This takes time. You can't do it just in 1 week or 1 month. It takes continual practice, and I'm sorry to say, it is exhausting. So if this is a little overwhelming for you, you could skip all the suggestions I made earlier about noticing your self-talk, your self-criticism, and skip immediately to using affirmations. And then when you feel that you're bolstered up, come back to the beginning and start noticing your negative self-talk. You get to choose how you do all of these challenges or daily acts of self-care that I am recording for you. And remember, these are just Emily's words. You can choose any self-care that you want. You don't have to use the ones that I suggest. The act of choosing kindness here today is choosing to be kind to yourself. So however you do that, my friends, just know that I'm in your corner and I see you as the beautiful person you are, even if we've never met. I am so grateful that you choose to spend your precious time with me each day this month. And remember, as you move forward, remember to knit what you love and love what you knit. Good luck this week, my friends, and ta-ta for now.